Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, for 14 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. And this show is definitely for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you just, you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just think you need some tips, advice, and resource information on how can I elevate? How can I elevate my career status? Well, you're going to find out on the show. Now, some of the guests include on our show include Emmy Award winners. We have Grammy Award winners. We have Tony Award winners. We have reality TV stars, just a wide variety of working show business professionals. To work in film, television, and music, and actors, casting directors. We have literary agents. We have casting agents, PR agents, talent managers. We have screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, which people do not realize how important the script supervisor is. Stunt people. We have celebrity makeup artists and entertainment attorneys. The list just goes on and on. So if you missed any of our past shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of them. Again, we've been on since 2008, so there's 14 years of shows for you to go through. Lots of entertainment. Okay, number one, you can listen to our past show on the free mobile app, which is on the App Store and the Google Play Store. We're on iHeartRadio, we're on iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, we're on Google. We'll type in my name, Priscilla Leona, or latalkradio.com, or my show name, which is Question Reality Radio Show, and you'll find me. We're on every social media site. We're there. We're there. You can also listen to us right here on the archive page, which is directly on the website. Again, that's what you're listening to us on right now, where we air the show, latalkradio.com. You look for the show title, Question Reality, or look for my name, Priscilla Leona. Sometimes I mispronounce my own name. I don't know what's wrong with me. We're under the host, the hour host tabs, I believe is what it's called. And we kindly ask you for a favor. And that favor is to please subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast. And also, whatever in the world, 70s called love, sweet love. But now it's like and follow. Yes. Got to insert that into the song. We need a like and a follow. Everybody, isn't that sad? Our lives have come to... Oh, our popularity, getting a like and a follow, it's so stressful, full of anxiety. But you know what? You got to do it. That's just the way it is. And it's just going to continue that way. So get used to getting likes and follows and asking for them, because everybody expects that today. So go to our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Again, under my name, Priscilla Leona. Real quick, I'm going to insert something that's very important for you to listen to, everybody who's in the entertainment industry. Let me just say this. Please listen. When you are starting one that's in the entertainment industry, because you are an entrepreneur, you are, when you start out at the bottom, you're building the line and the two sides that go up to make a triangle, right? So what you want to always remember is you have to think of branding, 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 branding. because especially in today's world, when people you meet, say you're at a party, you're networking, hey, I'm an actor, a model, a musician, you know, really, what's your name? Oh, my name is John Smith. Oh, John Smith, great. People don't carry business cards anymore. They very, very rarely. What they will do immediately, as you've surely seen, is they pull out their phone and they're like, what's your name on? And they Google you. When they put your name, John Smith, in, it should come up as John Smith, Instagram, John Smith, YouTube, John Smith. Your name is very important in branding, okay? If you should always choose your name, because if you choose, I'm talking about if you're a singer, an actor, dancer, a model, the name you choose is going to stay with you through your career. People have 10 seconds attention spans these days, right? So if they go and Google you and they type your name in and it's not coming up consistently, boom, gone, not interested. What do they know? You're not being professional, right? You're not locking your shit down. You don't have it together and you know nothing about business, because you have to keep it consistent. Whatever you choose, whether it is your name, whether it is a title of a product, whatever it is, aim down about career. All right. Very important. People should be able to find you. If they have to look for you under these cute little names like, hey, hey, go, go on Instagram. And then on Twitter, you're like, it's me. Hey, hey, you know, those little, you know, goofy names that people give themselves. Well, you know what? You are repping yourself now as a professional, and people, casting agents. Let me tell you. You know, I've had some of the top casting directors and agents on my show over the years, right? What do they tell you? If they have to look and your name is not what they pull up on Google, they don't take you serious, and they're not going to. That's it. So please think about that. Very important, because there are so many talented people who never get taken seriously by the upper echelon in the entertainment industry, because they feel that kind of person doesn't know that you got to, you know, keep your name and branding consistent. So I'm just being real with you. I'm just telling you like it is. All right. Finally, that's the end of my diatribe. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show to promote and showcase your talents, current or upcoming projects or products, also just help listeners by providing much appreciated entertainment industry career advice, please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. Now I'm going to say that again, questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the radio station. This is where we air the show, but my show is called Question Reality. So the website is questionrealityradioshow.com. And if you want to be on the show, you just go to the click on the contact link. And that is where you submit. It's really, really easy. We just need your name, your email, title, and website. Okay. You can also take a peek at the upcoming guests, who they are, check out their sites, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. Oh my gosh. Now, you know, today's guest, woo, he's a handsome guy. My goodness. He's a good looking little guy. I just think he's so hot. I was like, woo wee. And my husband's like, who are you woo weeing this week? Another hot guy? I'm like, yeah, that would be it. His name is Viso. It's spelled with an H though, but he just told me earlier that the H is silent. So it's, I want you to go to his website. It's lisodingwall.com, LISODINGWALL.com. He pronounces it to Liso Dingwall. Okay. Now, he is an actor, he's a singer, he's a composer, he's a model. Why not? Everybody on this show is multi-hyphenated, because in the entertainment industry, that's just what we do. We do that. We just do it up with the multi-hyphenates. If we could add like 14, 15 more, we would. All right. So let me tell you a little bit about Tuliso. As an actor, he is mostly recognized from his role as Kennard or Kennard, not sure how that's pronounced, who shot Omar on the popular show The Wire. And he's also an accomplished singer and model. And Tuliso is in the process of moving to L.A., baby. He is continuing his acting career as soon as he graduates. Smart burst. Recently, Tuliso signed with Jeff RCO, who is, I think he's a manager. I think it's his manager, a talent manager. I'm going to let him answer that question, of the company Gig Productions. And already he has booked several projects. So without further ado, let's bring him on and say, hey, what? Tuliso, welcome to the show.
Tuliso. Well, thank you.
I've already gave you a new name, Tuliso. Oh, my God. Didn't I warn you I was the worst with names? I cannot do it. I never forget a face, though. But names are just not my thing, my darling. I apologize to you. Now, I understand that you are from Georgia.
That is absolutely correct. I hail from Prince George's County.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, balls. Let me tell you, honey, even though I'm from Connecticut, I grew up halfway between Connecticut and Maryland. I have lots of family that live in Maryland, and I went to Towson State University in Maryland.
Really?
So
okay.
I am very – yes, you got a fellow neighbor here.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me – I don't know – I'm sure I've traversed through Prince George's County, and it is lovely. It's a very attractive town. I do remember that. So you're right now, you're still in college. What are you majoring in? What are you going to end up graduating with?
So currently, actually, actually not in college. I actually stopped attending college some time ago. I think I want to say I stopped in like 2018, 2019.
What?
But I'll get, I can go into
bio.
That.
I got your bio. Is this all old information?
Well, no. Just that part. That part is a little old, but I can go into that as we talk in the interview.
Oh my God. Well, you tell B to update your bio. You got to have some current information up in here, because I don't want to look like a nut going, oh, so you're still in college. So you graduated, or did you decide it wasn't, you know, for you?
So to kind of get into my life story just a tad bit, I was attending Bowie State University at the time, and I was a theater major there. Definitely learned a lot while I was there, especially on the theater side of things. I had gotten a job in the government, and, I was kind of banking on that in terms of, you know, moving up and trying to do better, a little bit better with my life and things like that. And I was really banking on that. So I was going to school part time and working for the government full time. And it kind of just dwindled as things happened in life and as well as my career.
Mm-mm. Boy, I am going to come over there and spank your butt. You better get yourself back online and get those classes and get your little college degree. I'm telling you, because in entertainment industry, woo, Lord, you need a backup career for that. Telling you, you never know. But you know, the government, it is, once you get locked in there, it's like, oh my God, they got the best benefits, they've got so many, there's so many great advantages, right, to working for the government. So I can see where you were, you know, hoping to lock that in as a career, because you are pretty set if you get started. I aren't like 50 and they're fishing right now and sailing the Mediterranean. I'm like, why the hell? Do you know, I got, my friend and I applied, you're going to laugh at this. We applied to work for the FBI. You know how they come to your school and they recruit you to like, oh, work here, oh, work there. We applied for jobs at the FBI and got rejected. Rejected. I know, it's because I was terrible at math and she was too short. So that was my, that was the end of my interest in jobs working for the government. Oh boy, there was the Air Force we got rejected from too. Okay, so moving on, you just took me down the memory road now. You took me down the memory road, Lisa. So that, so when, let's talk about you as a little child. When you were a little child, is that when you realized that you wanted to work in entertainment? Like, when did you know that you wanted to work in the entertainment industry?
So mine, to be honest with you, and it's funny because my mom remembers distinctly this, and she tells me this every time. But long story short, when I was living in Massachusetts at the time I was just born, I was around 4 or 5 years old. I saw there was like a Gap commercial. And I think this was around the time where they had the Gap commercials with the kids, you know, in the little underwear and diapers and stuff like that. Yeah, and I was like, you know, Ma, I want to do that. I know I can do that, as a matter of fact. So I want to do that.
I can appear in a diaper. I can do it, Mom. I can do it. Go ahead.
Exactly. But that was the moment, honestly. From there, we kind of put it into motion. We moved here to Maryland, specifically in Clinton here in Prince George's County. And I was pretty much raised here. And then from there, I met Linda Townsend, and she pretty much gave me my foundation in terms of the industry and everything I know. So I kudos to her, and I thank her for everything she's done as well.
That name sounds familiar. Why do I know that name, Linda Townsend? Who is Linda Townsend? Because you're thanking her. Who is she to thank? Are you a time manager? Can you hear me? We are having worst connection. I apologize. I don't know what is going on today.
I'm just talking, and then all of a sudden the phone kind of just cuts. I'm not sure
what
that might be.
I don't know either, but we'll go back again. And so question to you, who is Linda Townsend? Why do I know that name? Is she a casting director, or is she a manager? Who is Linda Townsend?
She is a manager. She is based out of the Fort Washington area here, and she has managed a lot of young talent, you know, that you might have seen on numerous different projects for years. And she molded me essentially into, you know, what I am today, or at least my foundation for it is because of her. But she's very well known, at least in the DMV and New York area for sure. People know her name, and she's the one who gave me my start.
Got it. Now, tell me, what do you remember about your very first acting audition? So obviously everybody's nervous. Anybody who says they're not nervous, they're lying their little butts off. Everybody's nervous. So what do you remember that you said, you know what, I'm going to do this differently on my next audition?
So to be honest with you, my very first audition, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what my very first audition was. It's because keep in mind, ma'am, I started back when I was 5 years old. So, first audition is hard. Yeah.
I wouldn't remember that either. Okay. All right. What audition do you remember, I guess? And it made you say, darn, I'm remembering. So,
one of the auditions that really hit me hard, and I've told this story recently in the past, but essentially there was a movie that I was auditioning for, and it was the casting director was in Pennsylvania, and I got to be no older than like maybe 8-9 years old, and I go to the audition, and it's a callback. I think it was like a final callback, and I went. And it was me, another young man, and then two young ladies. And they were trying us out. They were.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it I got disconnected there again. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why. But I went, and they were trying me, another young man, ladies there, and we were essentially switching in and out. They were trying to see how we would look together in scenes and things like that. And so, you know, they had me come in there one last time, and I'm thinking, okay, I got this. Like, this is mine. This is mine for the taking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that wasn't the case. In fact, they called the other young man in, and, you know, I kind of just knew from that moment that they didn't pick me. And my mom is a witness. I bawled my little eyes out all the way from Pennsylvania to Maryland. I was so sad, so upset. Yeah, it was a lesson for me, and I feel like I needed it. You know, even at that young age, I feel like I needed it, because it's a hard reality to learn at around 8-9 years old. But you're not gonna, you know, things can always look up, and then you got your letdowns, which you got to keep pushing, because a year later, that's when I landed The Wire. So.
Right. Yeah, but you take it against you. A lot of actors take it really personal when they get rejected, but this is the main part of our business, right? I mean, they're doing, when they call you in, the first thing you have to realize, this is for everyone, as an actor, the first thing they're going to look at, if they don't know you or when they're looking, is your picture. So physically, that's what they're looking. Do you look like what you're supposed to look like for the role? So they'll call in people that look similar, because that's what is written in the script. You know, they want someone 6'5", they want somebody 4'11", they want someone. So that's first. And then second, you know, they do what's called a chemistry read. So they will, as Taliso said, they'll call you in to read with other actors that have already been cast or may not have been cast, to see how the chemistry is between the two characters for the role. And that's what they do in casting, for those of you who may not understand that. But yeah, exactly. It's really hard, but gosh, you know, if you got upset at every role, when you walk out of there, am I right, Taliso? When you walk out of your audition, now you understand you've got to move on to the next thing. You can't even like worry about it. If you did your best, and you just move on to the next role, right?
Exactly. And yeah, you gotta take them. As I've been told, or as the saying goes, you gotta take it on the chin. You know, you gotta kind of go in there, you know, and leave it all in there and give your best foot forward and just be satisfied that you gave it your all. You know,
and if that's what they were looking for, that's what they were looking for. If not, then there's another role right down the road. As you told us, you were for Kennard, who shot Omar on the popular show, The Wire. Now, honestly, Lisa, I've never watched the show, even though everybody tells me that I have to, but there are so many great shows to watch. I got it on the list, but I'm definitely going to get to it one day. I'm not sure what the show is about, so maybe you can tell us what the show is about. And what more importantly, please tell me how you got the audition.
Of course. The Wire is about the inner city of Baltimore. Each season kind of touched on different aspects of it. So one season was dealing with the harbor. One season was dealing with, you know, the school system, which was the one I was more prominent in, seasons 4 and 5. But, you know, the school systems, to the newspaper, to the harbors, to things like that. So everything was getting touched on about basically every inner Baltimore.
Darn it. It got cut off again. I don't know if people are hearing him or if he's not being heard. I'm not sure. I don't know if are you back?
Yes, I'm back. This is like, I don't know what's going on.
Do we know what's going on? I've never had this happen ever. It could be anything. It could be our internet connection, your internet connection, mine. It could be the radio stations. It could be, you know, a weak signal in the area you're in. I have no idea, but we're just going to have to wing it as if we were on live television. Just let's just act like we're on Saturday Night Live and everything's live. So we'll just keep going, act like nothing happened, right? So
perfect.
Last thing I heard you were saying that it was about a show that filmed in Baltimore about things, and you said the harbor. Now, I have to ask a question real quick. Did they film it down by the inner harbor when you say harbor? Because I know that area. That's where I met the love of my life back in the day when the British ships used to come into the inner harbor. I was in college at Towson State and back. ships from other countries used to dock in the Inner Harbor. Is that where they shot it? Right down there by Pratt Street?
Yes, ma'am, exactly. So we were in like the inner city. So like Lafayette Street, Biddle Street, yeah. We were by like the inner part. That's how much where the harbor is, where the nice parts is. But we were in the more poverty stricken areas, and we were shooting there. We were shooting all over, really. Least from when I was on set, I know we were shooting in those areas that are a little more poverty stricken and things like that. But
yeah,
the show was definitely shot in Baltimore.
Oh yeah, I know Baltimore. Yeah, the Northeast Market, which street to it, but yeah, oh my gosh. So were you on for the whole season 4 and the whole season 5?
Yeah, I had a recurring role, so I was on numerous episodes on season 4 and 5. In total, I was on one in episode 3, and then quite a few on 4 and 5. I think in total I was on like 18 or 19 episodes in total.
Whoa.
On the series.
Lot. That's fantastic. See, now I'm going to have to go and watch the Wire, just your seasons to see. I have to see you. Did you love it? I mean, what did you love about it? Because that's like serious. I mean, you went from, as you said, an audition where you didn't book it to all of a sudden you book it on a top show. Because I know that this was one of the top shows. I remember hearing how popular this show was.
Yeah, it wasn't until I got the full realization of how big the show was. Didn't happen until, like, I got older. Like, when I was, like, 16, 17 years old was when I realized, like, oh, wow, this show is a big deal, you know, to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it didn't hit me until then.
Wait, so you were a child and you shot Omar? I don't know who Omar is, but...
Yes.
How old were you when you shot Omar, and who the heck was Omar?
Yes, ma'am. So I was actually, I was around 11, maybe 11 or 12, around that age when I shot that particular scene. And Omar, is actually Michael K. Williams. Rest in peace to my older brother there. But yes, he's Michael K. Williams. He actually was like the hood vigilante in a sense. So he was, you know, you had to explain in cuss what his operation, or basically what his role was. You know, Dash House. There we go. So yes, when when he was coming to the drug houses, and when he knew where the stashes were, he would just come with his shotgun, and it was a his trademark was the shotgun, and he would sing down the street, or he would whistle down the street, "A hunting we will go, a hunting we will go." It's iconic. It's iconic. So yes, Yeah.
Wow. See, now you've sold me. You've sold me on the Wire. Little do the people know that you have sold a whole show to me, and everybody who's listening who didn't watch the Wire, we're now going to go watch it just because you made it so interesting. But I see on your IMDb page that it looks like you started getting credits in 2008. You were on something called Sympathetic Details. Then you went to The Wire, 2004 to 2008. And then you were one of my favorite shows of all time. You were on Law and Order in 2009. Oh, my God. That was my dream, to be just an extra on Law and Order, because they brought it back. It's back, baby. It's back,
yes.
Right? So how did you book the role in on Law and Order?
So Law and Order kind of came in another blessing. So at the time, I was actually doing a stage play called Resurrection that was written by Daniel Beatty and directed by Oz Scott. I was doing a play for them in Connecticut. We were at Hartford time. And I'm like, yeah, I want the opportunity. So my parents, you know, made it their business to drive me to Chelsea Piers in New York and take me to the audition.
Sorry, people, if you can hear me. Poor Lisa got cut off again. Oh, are you back? Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. I don't don't even know where Liso is. There you are.
Yes.
You back?
Yes. Yes, I'm back.
All right. You just continue, honey. Go ahead.
Yes.
On order. So I don't know where you left off. You were talking. I apologize. Let me ask you, who were you? Were you at that time? Who were the main stars? Was it Anthony Anderson and?
Correct. Yep. And Jeremy Fitzgerald. Correct.
And Jeremy, I would love that guy so
much.
He
was a barrel of laughs on set.
Oh, I bet. He seems like that kind of person. I used to watch Blackish, and I said, I bet you that guy is a riot on the set. Yeah. So I was.
Oh, my God. If I could tell you just real quick a story. There was one of the scenes that we had to shoot. We were at this park, and I had to run down a hill or whatever, and he had to chase after me. But I had to run just slow enough for him to kind of catch me. So the first time we shot the scene, I full sprinted. Like, I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to come catch me. Like, you're really going to have to come get me. And he was like, after we shot it, everybody on set kind of laughed. And he's like, you know you got to slow down, right? And I'm like,
no, you got to speed up. Honey.
Right, there you go. There you go. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. You went on to be in, you've been in so many great projects. I don't know what to talk about, but I'm jumping to my next favorite show, which was Person of Interest. That was my show back in the day. Tell us about your experience on Person of Interest.
So on Person of Interest, I guest starred very shortly. I think I had like a one-liner on there, but I got a chance to speak with Malik Yoba, who has been in numerous movies, especially with Tyler Perry. A lot of his movies he's been a part of, and he kind of just bestowed upon me a little bit of wisdom in terms of being in the industry.
What did he say? So, do you remember?
Basically, to try to keep your head up and essentially try to make. If you can, if you have the talent and you have the idea and the resources to, if you can make your own lane or if you can make your own, foothold in whatever it is you're doing, to do it, you know what I'm saying? And to establish, I guess what you would say, like how Tyler Perry has, Tyler Perry Studios and he has Madea, like he owns that, like that's his thing. He created a lane and created something for numerous, not even just actors in general, but African-American actors and abroad, has creative opportunities for them. So he was just basically trying to bestow upon me, if you're going to do this, it's going to be a bit difficult. There will be a lot of no's. There's going to be a lot of, well, you're not fit for that. But then there's going to be those yeses and to just basically seize those opportunities. And if I can make any to do that.
That's right. And Tyler Perry, oh, I love me some Madea. Woo! That guy, oh my God, I swear, I watch all of the Madeas. I have watched all of those movies at least maybe
business
twice.
Business and personal with people in regards to your craft and what you want to do and people that are on the same path or mindset as you as well. I would definitely recommend that.
How did you meet Jeff Arcio and become one of his clients?
So I met Jeff, honestly, through Beatrice, and we connected, and I kind of, gave Jeff the layout of what I'm trying to do and, what I can do, what do I offer and things like that. And he laid out what he offers and what he can do for me. And from there, we just connected. And, he's got me, involved in quite a few things, got my hand in a few things. And I'm excited, especially with my music as well. I do R&B hip hop. I just actually released a single, and the video for that is also on YouTube as well.
What? I didn't even know this. I didn't know this at all. I'm glad you said something because I didn't even get this information. What? Tell us about it. What's the name?
Yes, So the name of the song is called Respectfully. It's actually me and a high school friend. I've known him since like elementary, middle school. So we go back that far, but we reconnected and we reconnected recently in the last couple of years and we've been making music. And long story short, we put out a single together. It's called Respectfully. You can put in Liso, LISOX, and just like the letter X and then Shooda, Shooda. Mm.
Oh my gosh, we got cut off again. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make sure we got that because I don't know where you let.
I can repeat it.
That name again. Yes, please.
Yes, I'll yes. So my Instagram is Liso, L-I-S-O, if you ain't know so. It's literally spelled how I just said it. So Liso, if you ain't know so. And then my friend's Instagram is Shooda. So that's S as in Sam, H-O-O-D as in dog, A, 2X on Instagram. You can follow us. The link for the video is on our is in our bios. And you can go to, like I said, YouTube and type in Liso X Shooda respectfully. And it's part of a series that a guy that I know also that I've done music with, his name is True Story. He does photography, does, you know, videography. Yes, he does photography, videography. He makes music as well. So he shot the video, and then the beat comes from a young man. His name is Des Ballout. He actually, from what I understand, I think he goes to school here, actually in the DMV, to Morgan State. So shout out to him. I think he's originally from New York, though. The beat has a great sample. I'm not sure if you know the song, but Alicia Keys, You Don't Know My Name. It's a sample of that song, but that's all I'll give you guys. So please go ahead and check it out. And please share it. I think you all will enjoy it.
Now, is all of this information on your website? Because with all these different names, I want to make sure people are like, you know, they can find you. So if they go to your website, lisodingwall.com, all of this information is updated and on there, right?
Well, it will be. But all the if you need the information, the best way to get it is my Instagram. I'm very active on there. I just started my Twitter back up as well. So follow me on there.
I didn't have your Twitter.
I just made it a couple of days. I literally just made it, I think, a day or two ago. So this is fresh for everybody as well. You can follow me there now if you know so. So it's kind of in a little bit of a mirror to my Instagram name. So it's Now If You Know So on Twitter, Liso If You Ain't Know So on Instagram.
Okay.
And all the information is there.
Okay. Is that the name you're going to lock in, my darling? So we don't have like 50,000 things going on. We want to be able to find you. We want to know where you are and what you're doing. You're a public figure. You got to lock that name down. So is it going to be Liso If You Ain't Know So, which is cute, but
correct.
Lock it in. Lock it in, my son. That's my bit of advice to you. Lock
yes,
it in.
I definitely will. I definitely will. I had a name previously. I had a very catchy name, and it's funny because it was definitely a little bit more marketable. It was I Shot Omar because that's what I did on The Wire, and it was very easy, and people know that from The Wire, so it was easy to find me. I Shot Omar, easy. But now I had to change it out of respect, and I needed to change it out of respect for Michael K. Williams. So.
What can we look forward to that you can get us excited about? Some upcoming projects. What can we get excited about?
So of course more music. Of course more music is on the way. I'm gonna be releasing another single, so be on the lookout for that. Hopefully, sometime in July, so in the summertime, a little summertime vibe for you guys is coming. And some other projects, some other film projects are in the works as well that are being finalized at the moment. So I don't want to speak too much because you know there's still some things that need to be finalized. But
don't
definitely
do
some.
It.
So definitely some film opportunities coming up for sure for me. So
well, I hope so, my darling, because you're fun, you have a great laugh. I'd say that is a highly marketable tool, your laugh, for me. I'm all into laughs, but let's just follow him. So go to his website. He's going to update it, right? He's going to update it. LisoDingwall.com and Instagram. Liso, if you ain't know so. And then I think you're also on there as Shoota 2X, right?
S-H-O-O-T-A-2X? Yes. That's my friend, the other gentleman
that's
who I shot the video.
The one who you shot the video. Okay. So right now, go to his Instagram, give him a follow, a like. Again, it's at LISOIFYOUAINTKNOWSO. And sometimes Y. No. But there you go. And he's going to update the website, but go to his Instagram, give him a little like and follow. Check him out on YouTube. You got to check out that. I think if you, because I went there on YouTube and I typed his name and I was able to find those two videos. So if you go to YouTube, you can type his name and you'll find the videos. And that is THULISO Dingwall, DINGWALL. And you'll be able to find those two songs. You got to go there, give it a little like, and we will be following your career, Mr. Hot Stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank everybody for tuning in. I apologize for all of the cutoffs we had, but you were a champ. Thank you for being so cool about it. Never had it happen before, but you know, these things do happen. So I thank you for being so cool. You didn't get mad and yell at me one time, did you, Lisa?
No problem. No, I mean, of course. Well, thank you for having me. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to be on your show, man.
You come back anytime. You want to come on and promote your video, send me an email, give me a call. I don't know how information, but you hook me up. Again, I'm only under Priscilla Leona, so all you have to do is put it in Google and you'll find me, and you say I want to promote my next video, and that's what we'll do. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my sonny boy, say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and goodbye, and thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you so much.
I'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye!
Goodbye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.